Hello, and welcome to Apprendre l'anglais, Advanced Lesson number 11. Bonjour et bienvenue à Apprendre l'anglais, leçon avancée numéro 11. Je m'appelle Thomas, je suis américain, et au travers de ce podcast, je voudrais partager avec vous un peu de la langue anglaise. Today is Thursday, October 2nd, 2008, and we're studying Going to the Movies, aller au ciné. N'oubliez pas que les leçons avancées sont entièrement en anglais, alors elles sont vraiment pour les personnes qui ont déjà étudié l'anglais un peu. Alors vous autres, ne vous inquiétez pas. Commençons. Let's begin. Now, when I was in France, I did go to the movies a few times, and of course, going to the movies in France and going to the movies in America is, in many ways, a similar experience. There are, of course, some differences, but for the most part, it is actually a similar experience. So hopefully the similarity between the two will actually help with your comprehension of some of the things we're going to talk about today. Of course, being an advanced lesson, we're not going to simply discuss vocabulary such as ticket, price, movie, seat, or anything like that. But we are going to talk about some of the reasons we go to the movies, some of the benefits and some of the problems with going to the movies, and just some of the issues that are relevant as far as movies today in America. And like I said, some of them are relevant in France as well, so maybe you'll have some similarity with some of these. And of course, as always, if you do have any comments, feel free to send them to me, anglaispod@gmail.com, or www.anglaispod.com. You can go to the forum and just leave a comment there as well. I do also feel that it is necessary for me to point out right now that, of course, in French, you have aller au ciné, and then you have aller au théâtre, and le ciné and le théâtre are different. They're not the same thing. And in America, we say the cinema, that is le ciné, but we also say the theater. And the theater in America can mean two things. It can mean le théâtre, but of course it also means the theater. It can also mean le ciné. So if during the course of this podcast I say the cinema, of course that means le ciné, le cinéma. But if I say the theater or the movie theater, I actually mean le cinéma, not le théâtre. It's actually kind of a difference between American and British English, as far as I understand, because to my knowledge, I can't confirm this, but to my knowledge, they say cinema in Britain a lot more than we say cinema in America. You actually don't hear the word cinema super often, sometimes, of course, but not super often. So I just thought I'd make that clear before we go any farther here. The first thing that I did want to look at today is why we go to the movies, the reasons we go to the movies, and it's a pretty simple question to answer for the most part. There are several obvious answers. It's fun. You get to see a new movie. You can go with your friends or your family. You can go on a date, and you can go by yourself, too. I have, on occasion, gone to movies by myself as well. And you can go in any situation. You can go, and it's entertaining, basically. In the end, it's entertainment. So very few people are going to argue that it's a bad thing to go to the movies, other than people who simply don't like movies. The problem, though, is what we're running into these days is that the movie theater experience does not change. It's the same experience it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Now, I'm only 23 years old, but from what I understand, it's a very similar experience to what it was 20 and 30 years ago. Now, of course, the movies are different. The technology has different. Screens are bigger. The picture quality is better. You have new surround sound systems, which make the movie experience a little more involved. But nonetheless, the overall experience is still the same thing. And in fact, I would say that modern movie experiences are worse than the movie experiences of even five years ago. I would say that going to the movies was a better experience. And I'll tell you why. Technology. Technology is a great thing. I love technology, but it has a lot of negative consequences as well. One of the reasons you go to the movies is to see a movie that you can't see anywhere else. That won't change, you know. Eventually, you know, DVDs, Blu-ray movies, and downloadable movies are available sooner and sooner after the release of movies in theaters. But you go to the movies, you see a movie you've never seen before. You see a movie that you can't see at home. But because that wait time is getting smaller, nowadays, if you just wait a few months, 3 to 4 months in a lot of cases, you can get the movie on DVD or on Blu-ray, or you can download it in a lot of cases. And so that wait time is becoming less and less of a factor, meaning that the movie-going experience is becoming the most important factor. And I think that that experience is getting worse in a lot of ways. Part of the benefit is that you can go with a lot of people. You know, it's a fun thing to do, to go out on a Friday or Saturday night or any night of the week and just go see a movie with all your friends. And there are, of course, other benefits as well. Let's look at some of those real quick. One of the benefits is just the fact that you're surrounded by people, whether they're your friends or family or not. You can go and you have all these people around you. One thing that happens in the United States quite a bit, I don't know if this happens in France, honestly, but we have what are called midnight showings of a movie. Say a movie is going to come out on a Friday, and I'm just making up a date, but say Friday the 10th of some month. Well, at midnight on the 9th, on that Thursday night, you'll often have the movie showing at those theaters. And these tickets are sometimes hard to get because you have to buy them in advance because there's only, you know, one or two showings, and it depends on the movies. It's only on the biggest movies that this happens. Not every movie does this, but some of the biggest movies, you know, you have the Star Wars movies, the Harry Potter movies. The last one that I went to see at midnight was the newest Batman movie, The Dark Knight. And, you know, you have all these movies that are very exciting to see because this is the first time anyone in America has seen this movie. Any regular person, of course, people who've worked on the movie see it first, but you're one of the first people, and it's just an amazing experience to be in this theater with all these people because you're completely enthralled by the movie. You're completely just engrossed in the experience, and that is part of what makes going to see a movie fun, just being part of that experience. But a lot of the times with movies later and later, that experience becomes less and less. Some of the other advantages to going to see the movie are simply the convenience factor. You go, you drive to the movie theater, and you sit down, and someone else does the work. Someone else makes the popcorn, someone else pours your drinks, someone else puts the movie on the screen. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to fiddle with a remote control. You don't have to fiddle with your TV. You don't have to go rent a movie or buy a movie or download or whatever a movie. You just go, and everyone else does it for you. It's why people go out to eat. Go to a restaurant and pay $10-$15 for a piece of chicken and some vegetables that they could have made at home for $3. It's the experience. It's the convenience, not the experience. More the convenience of it. It's easy. It's fast. You don't have to do anything. I don't know if laziness is right the word. It's people enjoy convenience. People enjoy ease of use, and that's part of what makes movies enjoyable too. But what I'm afraid is happening in a lot of American theaters, at least, I didn't notice this quite as much in France, but I only saw, I think, three movies when I was in France, so I don't have a lot of experience on that, is that the negatives of seeing a movie are becoming more and more of a problem. I was talking about technology earlier. Cell phones. I love cell phones. I'm addicted to my cell phone. I use my cell phone every day a lot, but there are certain places where you shouldn't be using your cell phone, and one of those places is a movie theater. It's so annoying when you're in a movie theater and someone in front of you, behind you, wherever, answers their cell phone, or even lets their cell phone ring. You should put your cell phone on silent, on vibrate, or just turn it off while you're in the movie. I put mine on vibrate usually, or just silent mode where it doesn't make any noise or any vibration. And, you know, if I have a really important call, put the cell phone on vibrate, and if it rings, go outside of the theater and answer it. I've done this on a few occasions. And it's not inconvenient for me. And if you really, really have to, or if there's a lot of people and you can't get out of the theater quick enough, call the person back, even if it's an important phone call. If it's a call that's so important that you have to answer it right that very second, why are you in a movie? Go to a store. Read a book. You know, go to a cafe and have some coffee or something. Don't go to a movie and do something that's interrupted, that, you know, you can't pause. And so that is becoming more of a problem. A lot of movie theaters have rules about cell phones, but you can only enforce that rule so much. And even if somebody gets kicked out, say you have somebody in front of you and they use their cell phone. Okay, say that someone from the movie theater comes and tells them to leave. That's great. Now they won't do it again. But it still interrupted your experience. So the rules only make so much of a difference. Another problem you have with theaters is actually the other people that are around you. You have, sometimes, I don't understand this, people bring small babies to loud action movies, like rated R movies or something, and they bring small babies. I don't know why, but they do. And then these babies, with all the noise and the explosion and the screaming, they start crying, and the babies are very loud. Even if they immediately get up and take their baby out of the theater, it's still very loud. And of course, I am not going to say that people with babies should not see movies. That's retarded. Of course, everyone should go see movies, but go see movies that the baby is less likely to cry at, or hire a babysitter, or, you know, get some friends to watch the baby, or do something. You know, it's because movies are a public experience, you always have to be conscious. You always have to be conscious, excuse me, aware of the other people around you. And, you know, it's just it's an up and a down. But see, on the other hand, if you're at home watching a movie, you don't have to worry as much. Of course, it's still annoying, but you can pause the movie. In fact, if you have to go to the bathroom, if you want to get something to eat or some, you know, something to drink, or if your baby starts crying or whatever the case is, you get a cell phone call, you can pause the movie. It's an added convenience. And actually, while I was recording that last sentence, my cell phone rang the first time I recorded it. And so what did I do? I stopped the recording, answered my cell phone, talked on my cell phone, and then I erased it and re-recorded that last sentence. And you never knew the difference. Advantage of me recording at home, in the privacy of my own home, versus recording out in the public, doing, you know, a one-time live recording kind of thing. And, you know, I may do something else in the future, but most of my podcast recordings, and most podcasts in general, are recorded at home, not live, but or in a studio somewhere, for convenience of, you know, the ability to pause and do whatever you want. It's a huge convenience. Oh, a point I meant to mention earlier when I was talking about taking your babies to appropriate movies is the rating system for movies in the United States. There are four main ratings. There are a few others, but there are four main ratings for movies in the United States. And when I say a rating, what I mean is a judgment by this group. I honestly forget what they call the MPAA. I think the Motion Picture Association of America. I think they're the ones who judge the ratings on the movies. They rate movies either G, which stands for general audience, meaning the movie is appropriate for everyone. They can rate a movie as PG, which means parental guidance is suggested. You know, there might be a little bit of violence. There might be a couple swear words, but there's not much. It's still a very clean, appropriate movie. Then next you have PG-13, which means parental guidance is suggested for children under the age of 13. And these usually have, you know, maybe a little bit more violence or a little bit more swear words in them. They might even have a little bit of nudity in them. Nudity in America is a subject I will touch on in another podcast. It's a nudity in America versus nudity in Europe are very, very different subjects and handled extremely differently. And then the last common rating you have is R, which stands for restricted, meaning that anyone under the age of 17 cannot purchase a ticket. They have to have a parent or someone over the age of 17 purchase it for them. And those are the main ratings. We do have other ratings. One of them that you do not, those are the ones you see most of the time. There are a few others. One of them is NC-17. That means no children under the age of 17. And to do that, the difference between an R and an NC-17 movie is that I'm 23. If I have a nephew, my nephew is, he's 16, 15? No, he's 15 this year. My nephew, Chase, he's 15. And if I want to go see an R-rated movie with him, I can buy him a ticket. Because I'm over 17, I'm 23, I can buy him a ticket. I cannot buy him a ticket for an NC-17 movie. That's the difference. However, NC-17 movies are very rare, and most of them never go to the theaters. Most of them go straight to DVD. And it's simply because, I mean, why make a movie that a certain part of the population can't see? It doesn't make good sense from a marketing point of view. There are some older ratings as well that you don't see anymore, but X, double X, and triple X. I don't really know the difference between the three of them, but they're all more strict than R and NC-17. Now you never see those ratings because those are old ratings that are no longer applied to movies. But if you see a movie that is X or triple X or something, it usually just means that it is a movie that is, well, honestly, it's usually pornography. Usually. I think some extremely violent movies several decades ago may have been triple X or X movies, but for the most part, rated X or rated triple X is pornography. And in American theaters, most theaters, of course, I'm sure there are exceptions, but I have never in my entire life seen any sort of pornography in a movie theater. So The availability of those movies, of course, is very limited and controlled for a certain part of the population. Now, one of the other things to discuss as far as movies go is the pricing. Now, movie ticket prices are becoming more and more expensive. When I was younger, it used to cost $5 or $6 to go to a movie, per person, of course. Now, with a student discount, I'm not technically a student right now, but I still have a student ID card so I can get a student discount, I pay maybe $7. Adult prices in my city range from $9 to $10 a person. In some major cities, I've heard of movie prices being, you know, $12 to $15 a person. It's getting very expensive to go see a movie. Certain theaters, we actually have one of these here in Huntsville, certain theaters have what they call VIP sections. We have a theater here called the Monaco, and it has a section actually called Privé. And as French people, you understand what that means. But this Privé section, I call it the VIP section. I can't bring myself to say Privé every time I'm talking to someone at the theater. It's special. It's only people over the age of 21 are allowed, because they sell alcohol at this section. It's also cut off. It's a separate seating area from the regular seats so that you don't have noise from cell phones. You don't have noise from children or babies or anything in there. And the seats are a little more comfortable. They're a little more expensive. Movie theater seats in America, for the most part, they're rather comfortable because you have to sit there for 2 hours. But some theaters have kind of crappy seats. But the prices of tickets have gone up, and is becoming an issue. Another thing that has gone up a lot in price, or that is expensive in general, is the snacks, the popcorn you have at a movie theater. Popcorn is the most common, by far, snack to purchase at a movie theater, and it can get very expensive. A large popcorn, which is big enough to feed two or three people, can run you $7 or $8, and that gets, you know, very expensive. And of course, you know, and the way they price things is that the small might cost $6 or $6.50, and the large costs $7.50. So, and the small is perhaps a fourth the size or a third of the size of the large. So you might as well buy the large if you're going to get any popcorn, and especially if you're buying for multiple people. And drinks are the same way. If you buy, you know, a soda or a pop or whatever you want to call it, it costs $3, $4, $5. Ah, there goes my cell phone. See? That's annoying, and that's why you shouldn't do that in a movie theater. Now, of course, I have stopped the recording and answered my phone. The reason, I would normally edit that out, I left it in there just to kind of demonstrate my point from earlier, that it is annoying when your cell phone rings in the background, but and that's also the second person that time has called during the recording of this episode, which is kind of irritating, but, you know, whatever. They'll never hear this. So, going back to what I was saying before, the magic of podcast editing, drinks at movie theaters can be very expensive. You're looking at even $5 or $6 for a large drink, which gets quite expensive. And another thing, this is a little bit different between America and France. Drinks in America come with a lot of ice. This is especially true at movie theaters and restaurants, especially fast food restaurants, where, you know, cost is a bigger priority, because water is very cheap. And ice is, of course, made from water. So ice is very cheap, too. Soda or pop or whatever you want to call it is not as cheap as water. It's not exactly expensive, but it's certainly not cheap. And so the movie theaters, they want to maximize the ice they give you and minimize the actual drink that they give you to maximize profits. This is very annoying to me as the consumer. Personally, I'm not a big fan of ice. It was beautiful being in France because I never had to worry about ice, because you don't see ice very often in France unless you ask for it. And so it was very nice not to have to worry about it. But when I order a drink here in a movie theater in America, I'll say something to the effect of, I'd like a small Pepsi with no ice, please. And of course, about a third of the time, they forget and put ice in anyway, which is why I usually watch them, just in case. But I usually don't worry about it if they do put ice in it. But it is very annoying because you're paying so much money and getting so little value for it. So, say I take a girl to a movie. Say we go on a date and we go to the movies and I buy tickets and I buy some popcorn for us to share, maybe candy, and I buy a drink for each of us too. I'm looking at $30, $40 minimum for the movie, maybe even $50 if it's a nicer theater. And this is just to watch a movie and have some basic snacks with it. This is not, you know, a big fancy meal. This is not super high class entertainment. This is watching a movie. And it's costing $30, $40, $50. And that's just getting ridiculous. But on the flip side, if you want to have a good movie-watching experience at home, if you want to have the bigger screen, the surround sound experience, some nice chairs, it does take a little bit of an investment. It can cost many hundreds or even thousands of dollars, depending on, of course, how much you want to spend, to get the nice TV and everything. Personally, I do have a decent TV at home. I do have surround sound, and I do have some decent places to sit. So, for me, it's very enjoyable and a good quality experience to watch a movie at home. I can really enjoy it. I can have some friends over. We can all sit there. And, the price to rent a movie is like $3, $4, $5. And you rent one movie, and everyone can watch it. Even if you buy a movie, it's maybe $20, $25. It's maybe, $15 if it's a DVD, and maybe up to $30 at the most if we're talking about a Blu-ray movie. But $30 between two or three people, and I can watch the movie as many times as I want, with other people, with several people, by myself, it doesn't matter, and at home with a decent experience. So it's a balance. You can go to the movies, or you can go to home, spend some money there. I like to go to the movies, but I find myself not being able to afford it as much as I'd like because it's just a little expensive. And, of course, I don't make a lot of money, being only 23, so I can't afford to go to the movies all the time, especially as expensive as it's getting these days. Now, I am keeping an eye on the clock, and I am saying that I have been recording for over 21 minutes now, and I haven't even done the outro yet. So I'm going to try to cut this a little short before I go too long, but I could continue rambling about this for a long time. There are all kinds of advantages and disadvantages of going to the movies, both in France and the United States. One of the other points I was going to talk about is previews before the movie. You see this in both countries. It's very similar. They've been getting longer and longer. You see more and more previews nowadays. And, of course, now you have commercials quite often before movies. I saw this in France while I was there, too. So it's not anything unique to the United States or anything. But previews and commercials before movies can get annoying, but a lot of people, myself included, like watching the previews, so you know what movies are coming up, what movies are going to be coming out soon, or even next year, so you can go ahead and get excited about them. And so you do have all kinds of topics such as that. Then, of course, you do have the availability of the movies. Movies only show at certain times. At home, you can watch it at any time. That's similar to the ability to pause it. It's just a convenience factor, but as with the previews, that's similar to the between the United States and France, so no reason to discuss that much more here. And that's all for today, so thanks again for listening and for downloading the podcast and staying subscribed. It's really helpful and really nice. Let's keep, getting it out to more people. If you know anybody who wants to learn English or practice English or start, if they've never started, or review it if they studied it years ago, tell them about the podcast. Everything is, of course, completely free, the podcast and the website. If you do want to contact me, you can send me an email. My address is anglaispod, A-N-G-L-A-I-S-P-O-D, @gmail.com, gmail.com. And I do read every email I get. I try to respond to them. I am sometimes slow. You'll have to forgive me for that. But you can also go to the website if you want and leave a message for me on the forum there. There's also show notes, and you can listen to the episodes online. You can view other ways to contact me. There's always the blog. There's the Twitter feed and other things. If you do use Twitter, I'm AnglaisPod. I update sometimes. Sometimes I'm really good about updating the Twitter feed. Sometimes I forget for a week. But, the more people that subscribe, the more likely I am to keep doing it, if anyone out there does use Twitter. But the address for the website is www.anglaispod.com. And as for the forum, I would like to say thank you to everyone who's been posting there for so long. I'm not going to name any names because I'd rather not say anyone's name than forget somebody's name. I would hate to do that. And there's several of you. You know who you are. You've been posting on the forum a lot. Some of you even every day, which just has really been a motivation for me to keep doing the podcast and, keep up the website and everything. And so I just wanted to say thank you. The forum is really a great place to talk to other people who are learning English, other people who are practicing, and to just meet people and discuss France, America, the world, anything you want. We talk in English, we talk in French, we talk about anything and everything. It's just a great place to practice your English and to just, meet people. It's just to talk online. So if you want to do that, just go to the website and click on the forum link. And I think that's everything. So thanks again for subscribing, for listening, and until next time, bye.